Testing 1, 2.
This is tape 1, side 1. William McNaught speaking to Rebecca Rice, Mrs. Bernard Rice, on Monday, March 24th, 1980. Mrs. Rice, when was it that your husband died?
It was a Sunday morning, December 3rd, 1978. And his death was one of the most tragic endings to a noble and very interesting life.
He certainly did have a fascinating life. From the point of view of the people you both knew together, the things he did, his varying interests.
Yes.
Should we talk a bit about how those interests came to be? When was Bernard Rice born, and what was his schooling and background?
Right. He was born in 1895. His date is around May 27th, 1895. And we were married 58 years. And from the very beginning, for some strange reason, we both took a great interest in works of art. We determined then, from the very beginning, that instead of having wall-to-wall carpeting and yards of window drapery, we would concentrate on works of art which we found beautiful, gifted, interesting, and almost worldwide. We both seemed to like the same sort of things. So that was our beginning.
How do you think it happened? I mean, that from a relatively early age, from the time of your marriage, you were both interested in art. Had either of you studied it, or had your families collected it? Or how do you think this came about?
Well, I think that's the most curious thing in the world, because neither of us ever took a course in art in any of our schooling or university training. My husband's specialty was accounting, and that's how he earned his livelihood during all these years.
Where did he study?
He studied at New York University. Mm-hmm. And he also, as a young man, went to night school and was a graduate lawyer. As for myself, I went to a variety of schools and finished off at the University of Michigan, taking a degree cum laude at Michigan. I think it was year 1918. We were married in 1920. And
in New York City?
In New York City, yes.
You were both New Yorkers, is that right? Oh,
we were, except that my education was not concentrated in New York. I had gone to various boarding schools and, as I say, went to the University of Michigan because I thought I was discovering the West, I think. Then, upon our marriage, we got along so very well because we seemed to like the same sort of things. We seemed to like to have a capacity for aesthetic things in almost every field. I remember we were fascinated by paintings. We were fascinated by sculpture. We were fascinated by the theater, which was very good in those days, and continued our interest in those fields. And then